It is time for the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. It's been a minute since I've had a chance to talk to this guy. Daryl, thanks for the call.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
We're doing all right.
Doing great. How you doing?
Not too bad. Staying in.
Right. That's probably the wise thing to do, unless you absolutely have to get out. Well, I guess let's get this all this increase from your perspective. What's happening, and how you think we're doing? Besides, probably not as good as we need to be.
Well, it seems to me that I think we're up to 10% now in Clinton County. Rodney could tell you more about that, but with Thanksgiving coming, and I think people will probably be more congregated. I look for it to even increase more after Thanksgiving, to tell you the truth. So we're planning to, like we have all along, is we're having a supply of PPE for all of our department heads, like the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, County Highway even, Fire Department and EMS, as far as making sure we have a good stockpile of PPE for them. Rodney Wong and I talked earlier in the year that we thought it would probably be lower in the summertime when people could get out, but once fall hit, we expected this to happen, so we planned for that. We're working with the health department and logistics to anything they need help with. EMA is there to help them.
What are you seeing out and about when you are out? Are you seeing people just not distancing, not wearing masks? What are you basically seeing when you're out?
Well, you know, I think I see a lot more masks out. Now, there's certain areas, I think, not to pick on anybody, but I think the Eagles had to shut down because they had an outbreak
right there.
Uh-huh. I know the American Legion's concerned about it. The places, the bars, I guess, would be the places where you don't wear a mask and get fairly close, and you never know who's going to walk in, you know. So that would be that's one concern we have.
How difficult is it to judge what's going on in the schools? I mean, the school, most of them are about 50-50 being shut down and being e-learning right now, maybe a little bit more. What is your impression on what the schools are doing, and how are they doing?
Well, I deal with Dr. Hanna. He's like the, we have all the schools in Clinton County meetings quite often. And, any information I have, I give to Dr. Hanna, and he disseminates that out. And I kind of use him as a point man. He fills me in on what's going on in each school. So, that's how we handle that.
I know that they of Rossville, they're going to e-learning starting today and through all next week. And also, they're going to take those 3 days before Thanksgiving off as well. Would you recommend, if you're in that situation, it's a good thing to have for schools, just to take that time off and, you know,
common sense tells me, as an individual, that's probably a good thing to do. But, you know, that's more up to the health department. But grandparent for young kids in school, I'm concerned about it. But I think Rossville's doing the right thing, in my opinion.
Okay.
With the way this is increasing.
I've also heard a possible thing that, you know, let's get to Thanksgiving and then let's not go back until January. Would you be in favor of something like that?
Well, that's out of my league, to tell you the truth, Ken.
Okay.
Dr. Hanna could probably fill you in on that. He's more than qualified to make the comment rather than I.
Okay. All right. So you got all your PPE stuff, and you're in good shape that way. So, are we missing anything? Is there anything you want to bring out that you haven't talked about as of yet?
One thing we are doing is I'm working with the health department in the logistics as far as if we would get a vaccine, how are we going to disseminate that out? In the past, they used the 4-H building, but if we get a vaccine, let's say in January, and it's zero out, you can't very well have people stand in line.
No.
Especially 6 foot apart and use that building. So we're kicking around a few things, even maybe a drive through clinic, is an option, but that'll be up to the health department to make that call. But we're ready to help them any way we can.
So have you,
the sheriff's department's also in on that. Rich Kelly's, him and I and Rodney are working on that.
So you have a basic, you have a basis for what you want to do when that happens, but you haven't got it finalized as of yet.
Right. We have plans from the past that we've used, but we have to tweak it to make sure it suits, this actual outbreak. So.
Okay. All right. If you got anything else?
The only other thing I got is we're, out of EMA, we're working on, Matt Stenham works
right
for me part-time out there, and he's working on, we're trying to get a training area set up out there. You know, I was on the fire department for 28 years, but I've been retired 15 years, and we never had a training area. We'd go to the parking lot at Walmart and train there. So we're actually getting some support from the county, city, and a lot of the factories are having some input to actually build a training facility where the fire department can go out there and actually train with towers and the whole works. So that's what we're doing. It wouldn't be a bad idea probably for you to have him on there sometime on party line, and he could give you an update on what we're doing and what our plans are.
I love that. Yeah.
So, okay.
Daryl, thanks for the call this morning. Have a great weekend.
You guys, too. Be careful. Be safe.
All right. You too, Daryl. Take care.
You too. Thank you, sir. That is the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.